Hello everyone, welcome to Animation Nation. I'm your host, Primetime, here. Here's the latest news on animation and pop culture. I just want to make a quick, this is going to be a special report, we got some breaking news. A few minutes ago, we just got a news I want to cover, and it's the passing of the Dragon Ball creator, Akira Toriyama. Has passed away at the age of 68, according to the Dragon Ball official Twitter account. Apparently, he has passed away on March 1st, and him and his family members have already did a funeral service at the time. So I want to give you guys the full statement of Akira Toriyama, according to Dragon Ball's official Twitter account, basically. If we could find it right now, quickly. Let's see if we could find it right now. Let's see. Like, it just happened, like, randomly. Like, I didn't even know. Because I was watching Moist Critical's stream, and it's like, and he's like, oh, we heard about Akira Toriyama's passing. I'm like, did I just hear that right? I look back to his stream, and apparently it does. Okay, so here's the official statement from the Dragon Ball account. Dear friends and partners, we are deeply saddened to inform you that the manga creator Akira Toriyama has passed away on March 1st due to the acute subdermal hematoma. He was at the age of 68. It's our deep regret that he still had several works in the middle of the creation with great enthusiasm. Also, he would have many more things to achieve. However, he has left many manga titles, works of art to this world. Thanks to the support of so many people around the world, he has been able to continue his creative activities for the past 45 years. We hope that Akira Toriyama's unique world of creation continues to be loved by everyone for a long time to come. We inform you this sad news with gratefulness for your kindness during his lifetime. Funeral service was held with his family members and a few relatives. Following his wishes for tranquility, was respectfully inform you that we would not accept flowers, condolences, gifts, visiting offerings, and others. We ask you to refrain from conducting interviews with his family. Further plan for a commemorative gathering is not decided. We will let you know when it's confirmed. We deeply thank you for your understanding and support as always. March 8th, 2024, Bird Studios, Capsule Corporation, Tokyo. Yes, so... before I want to give my thoughts on this situation, let's go over the cause of death and respectfully. So apparently the statement from the official Dragon Ball says he died of acute subdermal hematoma. So this is basically according to the NHS that subdermal hematoma is a serious condition where the blood collects between the skull and the surface of the brain. Is usually caused by a head injury. Symptoms of subdermal hematoma can include headaches that keeps getting worse, feeling and being sick. So, my speculation also, here's further, it also causes confusion, personality changes such as unusual or aggressive or having rapid mood swings, feeling drowsy and loss of consciousness. The symptoms can develop soon after a severe head injury, or occasionally a few days or weeks after a more minor head injury. So my assumption, this is just my assumption, that he might have some type of head injury during his lifetimes that might cause this sort of condition. So that is very scary. That is very scary to think about, honestly, and, you know. Rest in peace, condolences to the family members and loved ones who know Mr. Akira Toriyama. He is one of the most inspirational people around the globe, creatively, meaning as well as his creation of Goku, the one of the most powerful characters of all of fiction. And honestly, as a kid, obviously growing up with a Mexican family, Dragon Ball has always been my life, honestly. I always loved the series. I grew up with watching Goku and his ragtag team of Z fighters who fight, along with many enemies such as Frieza, Cell, Majin Buu, and recent ones like Beerus, Broly, both the new and the old, Jiren during that fight, and the latest ones. I would say, for me, as a person who created many stories personally and planning to make a series soon enough, obviously this was one of the inspirations of my own, honestly. You know, the fighting sequences, the fighting sequences, the Kai blasts, the movements, are all inspirational, honestly, to make my series if that ever comes true, honestly. And obviously he is a great inspiration to me and to everyone else, no matter who you are, whether you're creating stories or video games or music or anything. Dragon Ball has achieved many, many achievements to people's lives and also created anything, whether you're exercise because you love the physique of the Saiyans, or you like drawing the way how Akira Toriyama draws, you like the storytelling, the themes, how Akira Toriyama presented them, and so on and so forth. And obviously, Akira Toriyama has been a big inspiration to everyone else. And, it's shocking to see how we lost a legend this year. And given how the world is right now, it's kind of, heartbreaking to see this creator who made one of the most biggest franchises known to man passed away. And the last Dragon Ball video game I played was Xenoverse 2. I haven't played Z Fighters, and the new one. I don't know if Sandland has been released as well. I'll look up if it's released, but if it is, then I'll play it. I'll play the game. But either way, it's shocking. Like, I just got the news like a few minutes ago from a Moist Critical stream. If it wasn't for that, I wouldn't know this. This news happened, and it jumped me off my seat. I was playing Fallout 2, and, it was having fun so far. And when I hear that, it froze me. It's like, no, this can't be real. They're kidding around. Search up Google, disappeared. And, as of right now, many people are giving condolences to Mr. Akira Toriyama and his inspiration, as well as Toonami. Anyone who loves Dragon Ball, really, really sending their great condolences to the legend of Mr. Akira Toriyama. And his inspiration will live on, so on and so forth. With many generations, his inspiration will live on, and so on and so forth. And, many people who tend to forget that, yes, Mr. Toriyama, even though he isn't that much involved with Dragon Ball, from what I heard, his work still is an impact to everyone else and around the world. And it's very shocking to hear this news. And I understand, completely understand that that no one wants to, I guess they don't want anyone to, bring flowers, gifts, or anything to any kind of connection with Akira Toriyama or done any interviews with family members. I understand they want to keep this private, which I respect their privacy, and so on and so forth. Other than that, I was planning to do an episode today, but I might do it next week because this is really, really, really important, and it kind of shocked me, honestly. It's something that we least expected. And because, here's the thing, I want to ask you guys something. Comment what you will, but I had this thought to, like, what if many of our greats died? How is that going to impact? Akira Toriyama was shocking. you know, and obviously he was one of the greats. And I know it sounds a bit notional, but, you know, his work has an impact to everyone else. There's this one quote that you still remember from Dragon Ball where Kid Goku's training with this. I forgot the name of the... I'm ashamed. I forgot the name of the cat character from Dragon Ball Z. Korin. Yeah, Korin. I remember he mentions Goku when he was training. He's like, distraction is, like, he says, distraction is a mind's failure, something like that. Something about distraction that kind of, like, keeps me in mind. I'm trying to look for it right now. It's some type of quote that he talked to Kid Goku. Ah, here it is. Commit your mind and focus. Distraction is the root of all failure. Which I most heartily agree with this quote from Korin. This indeed distraction is the root of all failure. So basically, just keep yourself focused and don't be distracted. Honestly, Again, I remember, you know, my family members, they all love Dragon Ball. My dad loves Dragon Ball. I got to the point where my grandmother, my literal grandmother, who knows a few of the main characters of Dragon Ball. To this day, I'm very, very surprised that she knows the name of those characters. I'm like, oh my god. Well, even my uncles who have, like, all Dragon Ball merches, one of them have, like, a Dragon Ball hat. And they still remember the characters like Kakaroto, like Kakarot in Spanish. And Saiyan or Saiyan in Spanish. You know, it's it has a big impact on the Latin American community. Everyone around the world loves this series, and I love this series. And, you know, it was a great inspiration to everyone else. Other than that, it's quite sad. There might be more details to this big tragedy. Obviously, Toonami made, like, a, you know, a statement already about the passing of Mr. Toriyama. Yeah, everyone's very, very sad, and him and Kazuki Takahashi, rest in peace as well. We lost a lot of legends this decade so far. It sucks. I'm telling you, it definitely sucks to see one of the great inspirations of fiction tragically pass away. And honestly, I want to let you guys know, it's completely understandable that if they kept the secret for so long, since, again, they mentioned he died on the 1st of March, and I'm pretty sure they weren't ready for the world to hear this news yet. And it's understandable for the privacy, and make sure to give the family members and loved ones some more time for them to settle and understand. To hopefully they know that if the time is right to present the news to around the world, to see the reactions of this of the death of Mr. Akira Toriyama. It is sad, honestly, and, you know, heartbreaking to see, at least, you know. Even if you don't know Akira Toriyama personally, obviously I don't know the man personally, but you know that he is most definitely the most inspirational person ever. And given to that, you know, I know this is the, I know this is, like, you know, it's very sad, but I'm pretty sure Toriyama wants, you know, I don't know the man, but wants people to keep going, you know, and to celebrate his creation and what he's done for the world, and what his creation done differently to change people's lives forever, you know. And, you know, ever since Dragon Ball released, and you see many types of anime and other content creations have been made based on the man. And You know, he's very inspirational. You know, he is one person that will come to mind with the most creative person ever. And I know it's going around, but he truly was one of the great legends of all time. And, you know, with all due respect, you know, for the family members and everyone else who knows Toriyama, you know. And I'm sorry if I give you guys this sad news, but it's really important to me and to everyone else who loves this series. Even if you're not an anime fan or an animation fan, you know Dragon Ball, and you know how the impact of this series or this franchise impacted many people. And and he is truly a legend among legends, the right. And we'll make sure his legacy keeps on going, and surely you know, we'll show the next generation of Dragon Ball, and to see how amazing it is to know that Toriyama, and there's I'm what you're gonna post right now, that there's also references here in the West who made reference to Dragon Ball. Like one in Fairy God Parents made a reference during the Timmy goes to the television shows by Vicky in this Dragon Ball Z style disc. One from the Killed Nick Kiplex door where number 4 was like turning Super Saiyan and he was fighting the delightful children, but they are like Frieza. And there's one for Billy and Mandy where like they have this whole Dragon Ball Z sequence fighting. And then there's the latest one with Gumball where he kind of turns to Super Saiyan in front of Darwin and Anise and on and so forth. Again, Dragon Ball has had big impacts and a lot of references to that series. And you know, it's obviously it's quite sad to know that Mr. Toriyama has touched upon many people with inspiration and all sort of stuff. And also, breaking news, I'm just scrolling down, apparently we have a apparently people are saying there is an official statement from Oda, the creator of One Piece. I think it looks official since it has a check mark on it. Chance of One Piece News, big fan of Oda's interviews, not even native to Japanese or whatever. Sorry for the background music, but I'll keep this short, but I can't read the whole thing, but since it's out of my control. But other than that, okay. So I'll keep this briefly. So according to the person who says they're an Oda fan who's from native in Japanese, One Piece news. So apparently this is like a message from Oda to Akira Toriyama, creator of One Piece. It is too early. The hole is too big. Sadness wishes over me when I think that I will never see him again. I have admired him so much since I was a child. So I remember the day he called me by my name for the first time on the way home. From the day you used the word friend for me and Kishimoto. I remember being overjoyed with Kishimoto. I also remembered the last conversation we had. I was one of those who look the baton from the days when reading manga made when the manga made you a fool. He also created an era with both when both adults and children could enjoy reading manga. He showed us the dream that manga could go worldwide. It was like watching a hero going forward for not only mangakas but also creators of various industries. The excitement and the emotions of the time Dragon Ball serialization must have taken root into their childhood. His existence is like a big tree, for the manga artists of our generation who stood on the same stage, Toriyama's work became more and more important to me as I get closer to the same stage. I even felt being scared. But I am just happy to see that a loaf man himself again, because we love him on a blood level. With respect and gratitude for the creative world he has left behind, I pray for his soul, for his soulful rest in peace. May heaven be the joyous world he envisions. And yes. So this is from the translation, according to this post from Oda, the creator of One Piece. Yeah, it's very, very tragic news, and I'm pretty sure many other mangakas and anime creators showing their condolences to Mr. Toriyama. And he is quite the big inspiration to many people, honestly, and it's very sad to see. But yeah, as well as Team Four Star apparently Team Four Star has also made a reference to Mr. Toriyama. For those of you who don't know Team Four Star, they also do like a lot of Dragon Ball parodies basically on the internet. So I'll be reading you briefly on what they say. No words can adequately describe the profound influence Akira Toriyama had not only on the industry, but the landscape of art as a whole. This loss will be felt for years to come. We wouldn't be here. We wouldn't be where we without his work. He has our eternal gratitude. Rest in peace and thank you for everything. And they also cited some type of quote from Toriyama, which mentions saying that, "Move well, study well, play well, eat well, rest well. That is the turtle master way, Toriyama." And it's such a big inspirational move. And I am there's a lot more people who are saying their condolences, even famous ones. But I'm pretty sure I don't want to read all of them. But or as I know, but overall, it's definitely is a sad day, or at least the sad. A sad week for Dragon Ball fans, anime fans, and people who are creative as a whole, loving Dragon Ball Z and other of his works, who've done so on and so forth. So, rest in peace, Mr. Toriyama. You're a great inspiration to everyone else. And, you know, God bless you, and God bless your family as well. And, may heaven enter the gateways. But yes, what a big legend he was to everyone else, and he will live amongst one of the greatest people in fiction to create this series. But yeah, so this is Animation Nation. It's prime time here. Hope you guys have a wonderful rest of your day. Stay safe. Rest in peace, Mr. Akira Toriyama, creator of Dragon Ball. I'll talk to you guys probably next week for more news, for news such as this. So keep your head strong and stick to your loved ones as much as possible. So have a wonderful rest of your day and stay safe. Goodbye.